And Zoe, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jess. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about Y Foundations. What is it that you guys do?
So we are the peak body in New South Wales for youth homelessness, which means we represent those organisations that provide service to young people who are at risk of or experiencing homelessness. So some of our members that people would know, youth off the streets, and then we've got footprints in Albury all the way up to the border as well, so wow. Across New South Wales.
Wow. How significant an issue is youth homelessness? How many young people are experiencing homelessness in New South Wales?
So in New South Wales, we're talking about 9,041 every night who are experiencing homelessness. And nationally, we're talking about almost 28,000. And I'm talking from the age of 12 to 24. Not just talking about 18 and above. We're talking about 12-year-olds who are experiencing homelessness.
Wow. And have we seen, I understand we've seen an increase in youth homelessness over the last few years.
Yeah. So youth homelessness in New South Wales has increased at a rate of 92% since 2006. So over a decade, we've seen a huge increase in youth homelessness.
92%.
Yeah.
Do we know why we've seen this increase?
So the logical things that people would be sensing is in terms of housing prices and affordability. So that's becoming, in places like New South Wales, it's not affordable for young people. Mm. But also we've seen increases in mental health and we've seen increases in domestic and family violence. And these are all some of the key factors that see young people leaving home, trying to escape domestic and family violence.
Mm. Now, Youth Homelessness Matters Day is an important time to reflect and spread awareness. What are some of the issues regarding this topic that people need to understand? What do you think we're not reflecting on enough when it comes to this issue?
So I think one of the big things is the stigma that's related to youth homelessness. I think a lot of people make assumptions about these young people and I think they assume a lot of things about it. But in reality, the number one reason that young people are experiencing homelessness is due to domestic and family violence, which is no fault of their own, and housing stress. And so for us, it's about building awareness about the stories of these incredible young people who through no fault of their own have found themselves sleeping rough, couch surfing, or in severely overcrowded dwellings. So for us, it's not only about awareness, but it's how do we change that conversation? How do we change the culture around how young people are perceived in this crisis? And then it's about acknowledging that there's a whole raft of issues that are affecting young people. So mental health is the number one thing that young people are talking about, stress and anxiety. Mission released a survey this year that talked about what were the things that mattered most to young people, and they were talking about mental health and access to mental health services.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's some things that we're just not dealing. And then, of course, it's social and affordable housing. But then it's appropriate housing for young people as well. So social and affordable housing is absolutely an issue. But how are we actually designing better communities or better ways of transitioning young people into private housing? How are we creating more stability for them? So in New South Wales, as an example, you can only stay in a refuge for 3 months. That does not afford any young person the appropriate amount of time to get themselves back on their feet, to deal with massive trauma, to deal with their mental health issues that they may be facing. And so we need to provide stable, longer-term accommodation for young people so that they can progress and so that they can thrive.
Mm, absolutely. I can't think of a grown adult human grown person who could do turn their lives around in 3 months.
Absolutely.
To expect young people to do so is ludicrous.
And you're expecting young people to not only manage their mental health, but depending on their age, they've also got to manage their finances. They've got to get a job. They've got to sustain school.
Yeah.
They've got to deal with their health issues. I mean, that's incredibly difficult for an adult who had a stable home and stable lifestyle.
Absolutely.
This is an incredible burden for young people to bear. And I think that's part of it. People don't necessarily understand the full story that young people who are experiencing homelessness and the issues and the hurdles they are constantly facing, they constantly have to move through in order to achieve some stability, only to be hit by more and more hurdles.
Mm. It just seems like the most unfair uphill battle.
Absolutely.
Now, with the upcoming federal election on everyone's mind, it's all anyone seems to talk about at the moment. Mm. We want to take the chance to discuss your response to the federal budget, which was just a couple of weeks ago. In your opinion, have the government addressed some of the issues and factors surrounding youth homelessness in a financial respect or in a policy respect? Do you think that they're doing enough?
I think the short answer and the obvious answer for a lot of people is no. Mm. There are some commitments in there that have been made in terms of mental health, which we absolutely applaud because that is one of the factors that affects young people. And it's one of those kind of early intervention pieces that if we invest in better, yeah, then we can see a trajectory change for young people. So we absolutely welcome that investment in mental health. There is a lot of commentary in around the fact that they haven't raised youth allowance, and that's something that we need to see some drastic changes in. and also the commitment to social and affordable housing, but also alternative forms of housing. So how are we actually appropriately solving the problem for young people? These seem like difficult things to answer in a budget, but the reality is we need to answer them in a budget, and we need to afford some opportunities for young people to thrive. So anything that's dealing with mental health is welcomed. Anything that's dealing with opportunities in terms of training and TAFE and opening up education facilities for young people is absolutely important and welcome, but we still need to answer the housing problem.
Yeah, good tiny little step. Need a big leap to go.
Absolutely.
Now, with Youth Homelessness Matters Day coming up on Wednesday, how do you think we as a society, people out there listening, can address rates of youth homelessness in their kind of everyday lives? How can people show their support and really try and make a difference?
So on the day, we will have launched a t-shirt that we've done with Homie, which is an incredible clothing brand based in Melbourne, but they have a national footprint. So we encourage people to go to that website and buy some of their t-shirts. That goes directly into employment and training programs for young people experiencing homelessness.
Fabulous.
Which is great.
Yeah.
The key thing for us is change the conversation. Stop making assumptions about these young people. Stop assuming that you know their stories, and actually create an open space to have a really open dialogue about what has affected young people. And then for us, it's how do you start to change, when you change that conversation, how does the momentum build around it so that we're having different conversations about how we can support young people? So we know schools play an incredible part in terms of early intervention and prevention.
Yeah.
So we need to keep working with schools to try and change that conversation to make sure that they know their active part. It's not a homeless conversation. It's an early intervention conversation. It's a mental health conversation. It's domestic and family violence. It's housing. Homelessness is that crisis end. We need to be doing a lot more earlier. And I think the reality is we need to support our young people. We've seen in the world how young people coming together can change conversations about climate change and about other matters. And so we need to create the space for young people to tell their stories in a positive way. And we need to listen to them, both as political leaders, as community leaders, but also as business.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to build that platform for them to thrive. We need to protect our young people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Zoe, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there.